The marine archaeological investigations in shallow water were carried out for several reasons. Even though the historical sources seem to lead to the conclusion that this was the wreck site of the Russian pig Yedinorog, which sank in 1760, it was important to confirm this through a site investigation. It was believed that recovered artifacts would confirm the identity of the ship. The goal was to document the site systematically and thoroughly. Even after several years of diving activity on the site, not to mention a salvage operation in 1877, a remarkably large number of objects were still lying on the seabed. Unfortunately, artifacts had been taken illegally by sport divers who frequented the site, and in 1991, even a cannon was raised. The work on the site was initiated in the summer of 1994 and continued on the shallow part in the summers of 1995 and 96. To document the site thoroughly, diving archaeologists mapped and measured all artifacts on the seabed. In addition, artifacts were photographed, video filmed, and drawn before being raised to the surface. This work resulted in a site plan. A total of 17 cannons were found and documented, with inscriptions that confirmed the vessel was Russian. The most common finds apart from the cannons were several pieces of guaiacum wood, guaiacum officinal, carried as cargo, and considerable amounts of lead. The wood was a useful commodity, especially for ship equipment such as tackle. The lead had several applications, mainly as supports on wooden gun carriages. In addition, artifacts such as gun flints, coins, glass, and two ship weights were also found and documented. One of the ship weights has an inscription showing the city weapon of Moscow and the year 1756. Several of the coins were minted later than 1730, proving that the ship could not be the Voronov. In 1995 and 96, a trial trench was excavated to reveal a fairly thick cultural layer. Among the objects recovered were several gun flints and fragments of porcelain, glass, iron, and wood. This first systematic marine archaeological investigation of the site, supported by Norwegian and Russian archives, proved beyond doubt that the ship is Yedinorog. Deepwater investigations. The main purpose of the marine archaeological investigations was to locate and document parts of Yedinorog that could be destroyed by the pipeline. It was believed that the remaining parts of the ship and cargo had sunk and fallen off the steep underwater cliff, starting at approximately 32 meters. Because the cliff does not level out till about 250 to 280 meters, large wreck parts might be found on the flat sandy sea bottom, not far from the pipeline track. Their positions depending on the effect of the current on their descent to the sea bottom. When Statoil was made aware of this possibility, a multi-beam survey was conducted in the area to locate possible wreck parts. This survey revealed four anomalies on the seabed. At such depths, it's obviously impossible to use divers. NTNU owned a small observation ROV, the Sprint 101, equipped with a video camera and Kongsberg scanning sonar, which was used to locate objects from the wreck. In the summer of 1994, it examined the area around anomalies 1 and 2, but found only small wreck fragments, such as wood and lead. The seabed surrounding the four anomalies is flat and sandy, so it's relatively easy to locate objects lying on top of the seabed with sonar. When an object is located by scanning sonar, the ROV can be flown to this position and the object studied by video camera. The objects most commonly found were, however, not wreck parts, but smaller stones and piles of seaweed. Closer to the underwater cliff, the terrain turns stony, with small areas, galleries, and crevices filled with sand. In these areas, and in the cliffside itself, it's almost impossible to distinguish wreck parts from the surrounding rocks with sonar.